Echo Gu is the director of events and catering at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Waikiki. The Mandarin-speaking Gu says more hotels in Hawaii are running programs to welcome travelers from China. She says the DoubleTree works hard to make their Chinese guests feel at home. Rooms come equipped with slippers, tea kettles instead of coffee makers, and menus that include Chinese food items such as rice porridge.
Yeah, at the DoubleTree, we have congees, and we do make to order. We have a special Asian-flavored menus available at the hotel.
But most importantly, the DoubleTree has hired staff like Gu, who are fluent in the language.
Some of them probably don't speak English, so we prepare the Chinese translated letters when we check in. And then we also have the staff on the property that who speak fluent Mandarin to be assisted in all time.
When you look at the numbers, it's easy to see why hotels like the DoubleTree have invested in the Chinese market. China's rising economy is now the second largest in the world, and they're the biggest spenders when they travel internationally, spending nearly $400 a day in Hawaii. But of the 1.5 million Chinese that traveled to the U.S. last year, only about 100,000 made it to the Aloha State. Hawaii Tourism Authority's David Uchiyama says Hawaii has had trouble tapping into this emerging market.
We haven't been able to develop the air service out of China. We wanted to get more frequency out of Shanghai. We're only up to 3 times a week. So we're taking a very close look at China because the potential is there. We're seeing growth for other North American markets like California and New York. They're seeing year-over-year growth that's pretty substantial, and we're not getting that same share.
But things could turn around in the coming year. Hawaiian Airlines recently announced it will launch nonstop flights out of Beijing beginning in April 2014. This could stimulate activity from other airlines like Air China and China Eastern, which currently fly out of Shanghai 3 times a week. But Christine Liu thinks it's going to take more than increased airlift to get Chinese tourists flocking to Hawaii.
There's an opportunity there. And I think in the next several years, it really is up to the stakeholders in the tourism sector as to how they want to embrace it and who they want to reach out to and what type of Chinese they want to attract.
Liu targets a high-end Chinese clientele. She's the co-founder and CEO of Affinity China, a company based out of Shanghai, New York, and Los Angeles. She says most travelers coming to Hawaii are on package tours, which often rush tourists through the vacation experience. Liu thinks Hawaii should expand its focus to include independent Chinese travelers, whose travel and shopping habits are very different.
Every single time I've had a group of Chinese come visit a destination and they end up liking it, next thing they ask, how much are the houses here? We've actually lined up real estate tours as part of our itinerary, which is outside the norm of the usual, you know, your typical tour package.
Visitors from China are on track to meet HTA's projection of nearly 145,000 visitors, a 25% bump from last year. They're expected to spend over $348 million. Molly Solomon for HBR News.